A recently introduced bill drafted by Rogers attorney Josh Bryant and sponsored by 9 Arkansas legislators amends state adoption laws to better protect both birth mothers and adoptive parents. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us this report.
Over the past year, attorney Josh Bryant has conferred with legislators, child welfare agency and nonprofit experts, local judges and prosecutors, obstetric nurses, as well as adoption attorneys, on how to best fix Arkansas's adoption laws.
All of whom have a stake in this or have experienced adoption law and seen some of the corruption and some of the abuses and the hurt that exists in that adoption process.
Bryant says the law as it stands is not comprehensive.
There is no judicial oversight until the child is already in the arms of an adoptive parent, and that leaves judges in a really precarious situation. Even if they feel like something nefarious has gone on during the course of an adoption, their options are to hold their nose and sign that decree or refuse to sign it, take the child away from these, you know, gleaming, glowing adoptive parents who are just happy to have started a family or grown a family.
Bryant says migrant and immigrant women are most at risk, including Marshallese women allowed to freely move to the U.S. from the Republic of the Marshall Islands under a special government compact. Islander women are accustomed to child rearing with extended families and clans, so by extension may deem adoption as a way to ensure a bright future for their baby.
We know in Washington County alone, just with the Marshallese adoptions, that about 16 to 20 of those adoptions are done per month. Now, we've said this before, that this is not a Marshallese bill. It's not a Marshallese problem. This is certainly most visible right now in the Marshallese community, but we have also seen this happening in other vulnerable communities in Arkansas. And so this is designed to protect those mothers and those families as well.
Bryant says language can be a barrier for migrant and immigrant birth moms, and unscrupulous adoption attorneys who represent adoptive parents may feign to represent their interests as well.
So this legislation is designed to get an attorney on the other side of this case as well, somebody who's specifically going to look out for the best interests of that biological mother.
Bryant says his draft measure introduces sweeping changes to the state's uniform adoption law enacted in 1977.
This is the largest and most major of all the amendments that have happened to the revised Uniform Adoption Act since 1977. There have been some minor changes, but this certainly is a very large change. It changes the procedures of how we're going to do adoption, but it adds into it both a criminal element and other protective elements that will give hospitals and social workers in hospitals a little bit of a choice in whether or not they participate in an adoption that they feel may be nefarious, and then also take some of these actions that we're seeing that some people say look like human trafficking and smell like human trafficking. We're actually going to call them human trafficking and turn that into to a criminal proceeding if necessary.
The measure directly addresses out-of-state adoption, especially for Marshallese infant-born U.S. citizens. As a consequence, he says, courts are being overwhelmed with such cases.
We hear stories of not only the biological parents from being outside of the state of Arkansas, but also the adoptive parents coming outside of the state of Arkansas and just basically meeting here to do an adoption when jurisdiction is really suspect. But we've also heard additional stories now of attorneys trying to isolate themselves a little bit from the biological mothers. And so there have been a couple of instances where we've heard of a biological mother who's given birth here in Arkansas. But then as soon as she is discharged from the hospital with the child, she hands the child over to somebody who will then transport them out of state and adopt that child away out of state.
So the bill, he says, requires pleadings and evidence of residency in the state of Arkansas.
The adoption statutes really don't require that, that it be pled. And so this changes that to where we actually have to plead it. The courts have to find that you do have jurisdiction. And the attorneys who are going to be appointed for those biological parents are going to be doing some research as well to make sure that those biological parents have lived in the state of Arkansas for at least 4 months if we have out-of-state adoptive parents who are coming here to adopt.
A lot of money can be exchanged during a private adoption. recorded in lump sums as part of the court record, Bryant says. But the amendment works to change that.
Yes. So under Arkansas law, you are able as an adoptive parent to pay the reasonable expenses related to adoption of the biological mother. And so that can include her health care. It can include food and clothing and shelter, the things that she would not normally have incurred, the expenses she would not normally have incurred were she not pregnant and placing this child up for adoption. Those statutes are really being abused, and it's part of what has made this such a big business, especially in Northwest Arkansas. We have seen payments made under that statute for things like bail bond for somebody else, not even for the mother. We've seen payments for birthday parties. I heard of one adoptive parent who says that they bought a car for a biological mother. We've seen gaming systems and computers and just a slew of other expenses that really don't fall underneath that statute of what's acceptable and what the law at least implies is permissible. And so we're going to tighten that up a little bit with this bill.
The bill requires both adoptive parents and birth mothers to provide strict accounting of expenditures and payments.
And it's also going to cap those expenses at $10,000 unless there is a proven need and the judge finds that it is, in fact, necessary to protect the mother or to protect the child, that we raise that limit and let the adoptive parents pay more.
House Bill 1488, filed February 15th, passed the House Committee on Aging, Children, and Youth on Wednesday. And it's attracting a lot of interest from legislators, Bryant says. Last October, Bryant filed a $1 million malpractice lawsuit in Washington County Circuit Court against a well-known local adoption attorney, Vaughn Cordes, for attempting to defraud an adoptive Kentucky couple of a Marshallese infant. A month later, Cordes' law firm, according to state records, filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy, listing nearly $2 million in debts. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.